Got any music?
What kind of crap is this?
Wow. Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia. The Blues, tales of sadness, hardship, misery, love, victory, and everything in between. Most think that this genre hails from the American Deep South from the times of slavery and discrimination of African American people. But one of the blues's ancient secrets is where its inspiration actually came from. Much like the slaves and indentured servants of the slave trade in the 1800s, the Keltemeshk people of ancient northern Africa have endured many hardships in their thousands of years wandering the Saharan desert. Known as Tuareg nomads, the Temeshk people inhabit several countries, including Mali, Niger, Algeria, and Libya, and have a rich cultural history entwined within these several regions' different languages, traditions, stories, and music. Over the past 50 years, these nomads have created a rebellious guitar-based genre, known in English as the Desert Blues. Rooted in the Tuareg's ancient musical traditions, the Desert Blues seeks to induce images of the seemingly infinite expanse of the Saharan horizon, the shifting sand dunes, and the rolling rhythm of camel caravans. While the Desert Blues draws inspiration from the same ancient African wellspring that birthed the sounds of rhythm of the American blues, the Tuareg style has developed into its own distinct independent strand of the genre. In the 1970s, political turmoil and displacement prompted Tuareg youth to pick up their electric guitars and blend their traditional sounds with Western rock, reggae, and psychedelic music, and create the new sound we know of as Tshamarin. Before the 70s movement of Tshamarin engulfed the African youth, the traditional Tuareg culture was quite matriarchal, and the prominence of women in the musical tradition is reflective of this. The two most important instruments in traditional Tuareg music is the tindi drum and a one-stringed fiddle called the imzad, which are played most exclusively by women in Tuareg culture. However, men are allowed to play the lute and the shepherd's flute while also participating in choir singing and rhythm hand clapping. The traditional Tuareg songs sung in their native languages often revolved around everyday life, the surrounding landscape, and the animals that surrounded them. And despite not having a specific term for the blues in their language, the Tuareg's closest approximation is asuf, a notion that conveys profound sentiments of solitude and nostalgia that are central to their musical expression. After the exit of the French colonists in the 1960s throughout the region, newly established governments began implementing strict limitations of crossing borders by nomads, and the Tuareg way of life was slowly splintered. During the late 1970s, many young Tuareg men were either fighting on the battlefields or forced into exile, finding themselves in new environments that were drastically different from that of their rural lifestyles. It was during this time that young groups of Tuaregs discovered the potential of this new brand of music in Tshamarin as a more potent weapon of rebellion than their firearms. This marked the beginning of a musical revolution that would come to define the Tuareg culture, identity, and the beginning of the Desert Blues. The group that pioneered the subgenre, that would be the band Tenarawin, formed in 1979 by a group of fleeing refugees and militiamen on the run. The group's founder, Ibrahim Ag al-Habib, grew up in the refugee camps and found solace in music, and even built his own instruments that began to invoke music as a method of response to the conditions of life within the warring region. During the formation of the group, they were influenced by rock musicians like Jimi Hendrix, Santana, Led Zeppelin, and others. but also from local blues artists like Ali Farka Touré and Boubacar Traoré. Together, Al Habib and Tenarawin would combine traditional Touareg music with Western rock styles to pioneer what would be the first releases of the Tshamarin subgenre. Over the years, as the conflict within Northern Africa raged, Al Habib and the members of Tenarawin became part of the Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi's Touareg militia. But they left when they discovered his malicious intentions, and they joined the Touareg rebellion to reclaim their ancestral land. Tenarawin's music became socially conscious, and it urged others to join their cause, which authorities considered dangerous, and it drove the band underground. They recorded several secret live sets for anyone with a blank cassette, and their music spread throughout the region and resonated with young Touaregs as the rebellion grew. In the early 1990s, a peace accord was reached, allowing Tenarawin to travel and perform globally. They recorded their first album with producer-guitarist Justin Adams and quickly gained international acclaim, receiving major awards around the world. Omar Bambino Mokhtar is the leader of the new Tshamarin movement. He is the first internationally recognized Touareg guitar hero and a product of the first Touareg generation that grew up around Tshamarin music. Bambino's music builds upon Tenarawin's foundation, but he elevates the desert blues sound to an entirely different level. His music is deeply hypnotic, yet it's still rooted in the Touareg rhythms, while having a more rock-based groove behind it. Bambino's sound is unique, and his guitar solos are absolutely transcendent. Born in Niger near Agadez in 1980, Bambino was forced out of the region because of drought and civil unrest, so he grew up with his grandmother in refugee camp in Tamaranset, Algeria. He was introduced to the guitar by Touareg masters and became obsessed with playing music and learning the guitar. It was during his time as a goat herder in Libya in his younger days that Bambino recorded for the first time in 2004. His acoustic style hand clap and water drum percussion album is now regularly regarded as the reason behind Bambino's early success. His music is fueled by a strong desire to empower his community, and he serves as a link to the Touareg heritage, enabling his people to stay connected in today's fast-paced world. He acts as an ambassador, offering insights into his culture for outsiders to comprehend. And although his lyrics may be incomprehensible to most worldwide listeners, his unwavering optimism, forged in one of the most severe environments on the planet, is evident in his guitar playing and his music. As Tshamarin artists carry their traditional music forward into the future, they are not just engaged in a social and political struggle, but also in a cultural one. Touareg youth are now trading large collections of music on cell phone memory cards, and a far wider range of music is now at their disposal than ever before. Although Tshamarin musicians remain popular, the emergence of hip-hop culture has diminished the younger generation's interest in preserving Touareg traditions. This just intensifies the urgency of the Tshamarin message. The Touareg are a people who have stared hardship in the face for many, many years, and have not only survived, but pushed forward through even the harshest conditions. Their response, though, was not through conflict, but rather the music we hear today as the Desert Blues, or Tshamarin. This has been the Subgenrepedia. I'm Alex Neal, and I hope you were able to enjoy the unique blend of Middle Eastern, Sub-Saharan, and driving rock music that is the Desert Blues or Tshamarin. Maybe you learned something new, or maybe you found a new favorite subgenre. Either way, there is always more music to discover. I'll see you next time on the Subgenrepedia.